Agenda item number 15, request for a public hearing involving Menhaden. Mr. Aspinwall, is this your first time standing up here presenting?
Second.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good evening, Commissioner, Commission members. For those that don't know me, my name is Alex Aspinwall, and I'm the data analyst here at the VMRC. And today, we'll have a discussion on the proposed need for amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-1270-10, pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden to increase Virginia's portion of the coastwide total allowable landings of Menhaden and to modify the non-purse-seine bait sector quota allocations. So in 2014, there was a benchmark stock assessment revealed that not only was Menhaden stock healthy, but it could actually support increases in the coastwide harvest. And in 2017, the total allowable catch, or what we often refer to as a TAC, or the coastwide TAC, increased by 6.45% from 187,880 metric tons to 200,000 metric tons. And so Virginia will receive 85.32% of the 2017 TAC, which is 372,443,990 pounds. That Virginia quota is then further divided three ways to the Menhaden sector. To the purse-seine Menhaden reduction sector, they will receive 90%. The purse-seine Menhaden bait sector receives 8.4%, and the non-purse-seine Menhaden bait sector shares 1.6%. So right now we have two main issues on the table to discuss. One is the increase in total allowable landings for the three sectors. That's for the purse-seine reduction, purse-seine bait, and the non-purse-seine bait due to the increase in Virginia's quota in 2017, and also to modify the non-purse-seine bait sector quota allocation. As of right now, there are 10 gears that share a quota or percentage of the non-purse-seine bait sector quota. Three of those gears, hook and line, crab pot, and trot line, do not harvest Menhaden. And therefore, what we would like to do is take away those gear types and reallocate their percentages to those gears that actually do harvest Menhaden. The table that you see before you shows the seven gear types, the non-purse-seine bait gear types, followed by their percentages that they would receive in 2016, what their 2016 allowable pounds were last year in 2016, and the change that they will see moving forward in 2017. And this change is reflected in the increase in Virginia's quota for 2017. And when we remove the percentages from those three gear types and reallocate them to the remaining gear types. So staff recommends commission approves this advertisement, section 28.2-209 of the Code of Virginia for proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-1270-10 pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden to increase Virginia's portion of the coastwide total allowable landings of Menhaden and to modify the non-purse-seine bait sector gear-specific quota allocations. Thank you, and I'll take any questions.
Any questions from the commission? And simplify this, a request for public hearing. The United States Marine Fisheries Commission increased their quota. The General Assembly passed the legislation to accept the increased quota. We just have to enact it in regulation.
Okay. I think you just answered my question.
Move to approve advertisement.
Motion by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second.
Who was the second?
Mr.
Fritz. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. We'll have a public hearing. Discuss this further next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.